Hey, what's up? So I'm back with my second recording of my podcast. It's been a while, but of course, I've been waiting for some downtime. Just to break it down, I am a very busy woman, and as most women are. Most women over the age of I want to say 25 should have a full day's of work if you're lucky. And also, if you're lucky, you would have some time to do things such as this. And if you do not have it, then you should create it, which is what I have done. I have created some time in my life to do something such as this, because I believe that all women need a platform to express who we really are underneath all of the task and responsibility that life has awarded us or that we create for ourselves, because a lot of women tend to just take on all sorts of things, all sorts of responsibilities, unknowingly, and we forget about who we are. I want to say men, of course, do the same thing, but I'm a woman, so of course I speak from a woman's point of view. We have different roles that we tend to daily, which include for myself personally, I'm a mother, a very proud mother. I have two great children that I have raised since I was a young girl. I had my first child very early in life, and I think I did an amazing job raising her. And I also have a son who is not as, he's not a little guy anymore. He's growing up. And again, with him, I was also pretty young. I had them 7 years spaced apart. But my first one was very young. So the second one was young too. It had its benefits, the experience was very beneficial to me. It was very difficult as well. However, in my case, since I was so young, I totally didn't recognize the stress of being a mother at all. I probably didn't have much stress besides waking up at night, which, as young people, we can be up all night. And we can feel pretty fine the next day, as opposed to having a child later in life where if you lose sleep, you're done the next day. You cannot even lift a pinky finger without agonizing and wishing you could be asleep. So, in those aspects, everything came to me quite easily. I'm still a young woman. I'm fairly young, and my children are independent. So in that outlook, it's been very beneficial to me. Do I recommend having children very young? Absolutely not. Why? Because most of my young life has been dedicated to them. My whole life has been basically given to them. Everything you do subconsciously and consciously is for your children if you are a good mother. Luckily, again, I was a very good mother at my young age. My maternal instincts were there, and I saw no other way of being besides being a good mom. I would not recommend it for my daughter nor my son because I want them to live the best of their lives, especially your young life, because you want to use all your energy for yourself and be selfish with it. Now that I'm a bit, I'm a full adult now, I'm not a young adult. Well, I am considered a young adult to some older adults. I'm in my 30s, my early 30s. Let's just put it there. I am a lady. I don't like to reveal my age as of yet. I'm sure one day it will slip out. However, back to the storyline, because I'm kind of sidetracking here. So I've just been a mom my entire time, and I've been working. I'm also a full-time employee at a great institution, a very respectful institution, very busy institution. You barely get time in life to sit and reflect and think, what is it that I am feeling? What is it that I want to do with my time? What do I enjoy? I live in New York City. I commute in mass transit, and mass transit is a mess. It should be illegal. Shame on you, New York City, for your MTA service. Anyway, I'm not going to get into that. That's a very stressful situation. But as you can see, having all these roles in life can cause a lot of stress, and stress actually can deflate you of who you are. And now, at my age, now, well, I think you can do it at any age. I am reconnecting with who I am. And that reconnection is beautiful. It's a great experience. I think everyone should do it. I've become incredibly spiritual. I meditate. And all these things I'm going to get into in more detail throughout the podcast series that I have created, which I'm very proud of. I practice yoga and I do what I feel will make me happy, still tending to my responsibilities as I should because I have children who are dependent upon me still. When they become independent completely and totally, trust and believe, I will drop whatever I do not want in my life quicker than a hot pocket that just came out of the microwave and it's steaming hot. That was funny. But you get the analogy. This is something that I am kind of dipping my finger in. I hope that it is rewarding for me, which I think it is, because each time I stop, I feel rewarded. Besides this, I have been recording video journals. This has been very helpful in listening to myself, watching my body language, watching my connection with the camera, how comfortable I feel with who I am. It has a great impact. It's such a small thing to do that has such a great impact in just being able to see yourself outside of yourself. So thanks to technology for that. I've been reading much more. Reading is so fundamental in how we process our feelings as well, because words carry so much power, and words can also connect us with other people. We can express who we are better. I'm reading Sophie's World, which was prescribed. I would like to say prescribed because it was given to me in great intention of healing, and growing as a human being, by my very, very good and best friend, Erica. which you will be hearing from her at some point. She's wonderful. I have wonderful friends. I have a few wonderful friends. I can name them as they come along, but some that I would love to mention would be I have Jenny, I have Yvette, I have Melissa, Jasmine, and Jessica, who I've just met. Those girls are my tight circled friends. They know me, I know them. Some I have been getting to know much more each time, because we don't see each other as frequent as I like to, as often. But each time I'm with them, it's a blast. We love each other, even though we don't see each other that much. Erica and I have become close because we made a pact to spend the weekend with each other and just feed each other energy, love, laughter. We drink wine together. We watch great movies. We cook. These are the things that women should do to continue to take care of ourselves spiritually, mentally, physically. We practice yoga together, Yvette. We practice yoga together. We meditate with one another. We share meditation links through this great app that I have. So if any of my friends are listening, and if my listeners will become my friends, which I am hoping for, the meditation app that I listen to, that I use to practice meditation, is called Insight Timer, and it is wonderful. Oh my God, it has changed me completely. But yes, what I also did today, which is kind of different and totally outside of my box, is I also created a profile on a site called Star Now. I know I have creative juices inside of me. I have been creative, well, kind of like, you ever did things while you were a young girl and you look back at it now and you're like, man, if I would have known that little spark inside of me could have been fed and could have grown into something special, I would have done it. Of course, that's hindsight. But it's never too late. You are always who you were as a young person. You will never change. Yes, you go through different evolutions of who you are, but your essence never changes. And so I wanted to just kind of tap into who I was as a kid again. And so anyway, I opened up a profile on this site called Star Now. I actually found that site through Quora, which is another great site that I use. I created a profile for that as well. And you can kind of just put in what you're interested in learning about, and you get amazing information on questions that you might have, and people from all over the world, all sorts of positions in life, they put in their answers. The best answer will be on display first, and you learn a lot from that. So there's like so many things in life, so many hacks in becoming a better version of you, besides, of course, attending college and spending a shitload of money on that kind of stuff. And time, which I also am a college student. Shout out to all the college students and women earning their degrees. That is very important. It's important for me because it's a goal. I want to know that I can do this. I want to expand my thinking. Obviously, that's all I talk about. But I think it's super important to earn things. If you want to earn things, if you don't want to earn things, that's okay too. Wherever you are in life, it's okay. But one thing that is super important is reflecting on who you are, the essence of who you are, because that is the only way to peace and joy in your life. So that is a short divine description of my journey, why I'm doing this podcast, and I hope that other people have courage to find who they are too, outside of everything that life is throwing at you. Be bold and search for who you are, because it's the best thing that I am doing for myself. Another thing before I go is, what has sparked this seeking in me has been the end of something that was incredibly important to me, incredibly beautiful to me. It meant so much to me, and it ended. I'm talking about a relationship, obviously, but it was only that part of the relationship that ended, because I'm still very much involved with this person, still connected with this person, and we still love each other. I wish him the best. He wishes me the best. I know that sometimes endings are painful, and painful endings are disguised as a beautiful beginning. And I'm sure you've heard these quotes before. It's a very important quote and a very truthful quote. Live your life on this, because everything comes to an end. Don't be afraid of endings, because endings are beginnings. And I'm going to wrap it up with that. Everybody, stay young in heart. Don't let society fool you into thinking that you've outgrown a person you were before. We never outgrow who we are. We are always who we are. That is unchanging. What changes is our maturity, wisdom, evolution. That changes. But the soul never ages. The spirit never ages. So love it. Be good to it. Be kind to it. Forgive yourself when you are not kind to it. Love yourself in any chapter of your life and any chapter of your day. Every day we have different moods. Every day we are connected and then disconnected. But, you know, the whole point is to come to the part of your life where you're at ease and peace with things the way they are, and loving yourself full, whole, complete. That's what this is. I hope that I'm sharing something important with you, and even with myself. So everyone have an incredible day. I was hoping to make this a 20-minute recording. I'm not quite there yet. I'm at 19 minutes and I want to say 30 seconds, but I'm going to get there. So peace, love, and harmony. That's not going to be my continual consistent closing. It's just what I feel like saying today. Bye, guys.